with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some cancer patients might benefit from several COVID vaccines.
The most widely used COVID-19 vaccines may offer a surprise benefit for some cancer patients, revving up their immune systems to help fight tumors. People with advanced lung or skin cancer who were taking certain immunotherapy drugs lived substantially longer if they also got a Pfizer or Moderna shot within 100 days of starting treatment. The molecule that powers those specific vaccines, mRNA, appears to help the immune system respond better to cutting-edge cancer treatments. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
When Federal Reserve officials meet next week to discuss interest rates, they'll be lacking some key economic data. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Official employment data hasn't been released since the federal government shutdown began on the 1st of October. It makes for a less than ideal situation for policymakers as they assess economic risks. Wall Street expects the central bank to lower its benchmark interest rate next week, but economists point out that the labor market is a big question mark. The most recent information points to weak job growth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration announced new sanctions against Russia's oil industry aimed at moving President Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table. Putin continues to frustrate the U.S. administration's efforts to bring an end to Moscow's brutal war in Ukraine. The sanctions unveiled Wednesday against oil giants Rosneft and Lukoil follow months of calls from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, as well as bipartisan pressure on President Trump to hit Russia with harder sanctions on its oil industry. This is SRN News. America's young women are in spiritual crisis, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, nearly 40% of females in their teens and 20s identify as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Barna also reports that young adult women are the least likely demographic group in the country to read the Bible, pray, or go to church. These numbers are also a stark reversal of something that poll takers have found axiomatic for centuries, namely that women are more religious than men. Michael Harrington reporting.
Virginia is the last southern state that has not passed a pro-life law since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. But abortion could shape Virginia's 2025 gubernatorial election and legislative control in Richmond. Democrat Abigail Spanberger is pro-abortion, while Republican Winsome Earl Sears opposes it, each candidate trying to cast the other as an extremist. SRN News. President Trump wants significant legal reimbursement from the federal government lawfare against him, saying it's about the principle of the matter.
The New York Times reports the $230 million in damages relates to the 2022 FBI search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago property for classified documents and for the investigation into potential ties between Russia and his 2016 presidential campaign.
All I know is that they would owe me a lot of money.
But the president says he's not after money.
I'll do something nice with it, like give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House.
And he acknowledges...
It's awfully strange to make a decision where I'm paying myself.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Trump administration is preparing for a visit to the United States by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman next month. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.